Deer Valley Senior Communications Manager Emily Summers gives an overview of the three concerts this weekend.
It is a big weekend coming up. We have three shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight starts our Deer Valley Music Festival with the Utah Symphony, and that's Chris Boddy. And tomorrow night, special guest with the Utah Symphony is Marie Osmond. And then on Sunday is the sold-out show we've been talking about. So many people probably know what's going on, but it's the first of the Deer Valley concert series this summer, and it's Ziggy Marley and Michael Franti.
The Sunday night concert is sold out. Summers explains how they figure out the capacity of Deer Valley.
We know about what our venue can take and what our capacity is just on that hillside for people to have a good experience. And that number sits under 5,000. We sell it out just to make sure that parking, transportation, the hillside, the concessions, everything can handle that amount of people.
Wednesday night was the first show at Deer Valley this season.
Thanks to Mountain Town Music and that community series, and that went really well. The temperatures have been really helpful. So it's looking good. We've done some improvements as well. We're moving our concession stand and the entrance to the venue, so people who are used to our venue will just see a little bit of a different entry into the venue this weekend. But yeah, it's looking good.
Park City has been working closely with Deer Valley to prepare for their summer concerts. In addition to normally scheduled buses, Park City Economic Program Development Manager Jenny Dearson says they'll be running additional buses from McPolin and Treasure Mountain schools.
So they will go directly to Deer Valley starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 11 o'clock. And that is just one of the great things that we do to really help with regards to transportation, but the partnership really is across the board. So Deer Valley hires staff to help direct people in the parking lots and help with pedestrian management. And then we also have our police officers in the road to help direct traffic, but really to also to give transit priority so those that do ride the bus, and there are a lot of people riding the bus, really can get up to the venue quickly and then also leave the venue quickly. So I just think it's so important to talk about that partnership, and there are so many parts that go in place, and so it's everyone that is carpooling. It's not fun to go to a concert in a single occupant car anyways, and it's also really fun to ride the bus.
You can find out more information about the Deer Valley concerts through a link on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.